Shabbos Perkud Aleph Mishnah Vav Hazorik Miniskalachar Shiyatzas Amiyado. If a person throws something, let's say from Mishnah Sayachat to Mishnah Sayrabim, and he remembers while the thing is in midair, and let's say it lands. So when he threw it, it was Shoygeh, but when it landed, it's Mazid. Even though landing is a passive thing, he can't do anything about it, that's still called Mazid. And the Mishnah is going to teach us that you would not be Chayiv because you need Dafka, the beginning and the end have to all be B'Shoygeh. Now, the way the Gemara learns, this is a new case, Klota Acher. So now, in this case, he didn't realize it's Mazid in the middle. Here, the whole time, it was Shoygeg. Rather, when he threw it, somebody snatched it out of the air in Rosh Hasharabim. Now, the way Rashi learns, we're Dafka dealing with a case that the receiver wasn't just standing there when he threw it to him. He actually, while the thing was like in midair or something like that, he uprooted himself, ran, and snatched it out of the air. And the reason that it's Potter is because it's a case of Shnaim Shasua, two people that did a Malacha. Because without the wide receiver, this item would have landed in a different area altogether. So the receiver took an active part of the malacha, of the hanacha part. He's the one that initiated the hanacha, and therefore it's Shnaim Shasua. Mashenkin, if a guy was just standing there and you threw it at him and he caught it, then it would be the Zurich that did both the Akira and the Hanacha because he threw it directly into a place that's Dalad al Dalad. What's the place that's Dalad al Dalad? The receiver's hands because he's standing there and it was intended to land in that same area. The receiver, snatches it. So he, even when he catches something, even if you're just standing in one place, you have to catch it. It doesn't just land on your hands. It usually bounces off. So the Avnei Nezer asks, L'chari, you would also say Shnaim Shasua on this. So the Teretz is, it's not called Shnaim Shasua, because even without the guy catching it with his hands, it would have fell in the same place that the guy that catching it is standing. It would have fell around his Dalai Lamas. So the same exact thing happened, and therefore the person that threw it did both the Akira and the Hanacha. Yes, the guy grabbed it out of his ear, but he didn't do anything when he grabbed it out because it would have fell in the same area anyway. Now, the question I was thinking is, what would be, though, let's say a person would throw like a line drive directly over the head of the receiver, and the guy is actually standing there, and the guy snatches it out of the air, but he's not running like Rashi said. But l'chor, if he wasn't there, the ball or whatever you're throwing, the rock, would have landed well behind him. So maybe you would say that in this case, it is Shnaim Shasua, even if he doesn't uproot himself. Or another case, let's say a guy is like playing wide receiver in Rosh Hasharabim, you say go out for a pass, and you throw it over his head, he catches it in the exact same spot you wanted it to land. So l'chor, you would say he's chayiv, even though he grabbed it out of the air, but that's exactly the same spot it was going to land anyway. I'm not sure. Next case, klota kelev, if a dog snatches it out of the air. This also, the Mefarshim explain, is a case where the guy didn't specifically desire that it fall directly into the mouth of the dog. Because if he did desire that it fall in the mouth of the dog, that's considered achshavei. And the dog's mouth becomes a place that he wants it to land, and then he'd also be chayiv. The case in the Mishnah is that he did not intend for that, and therefore it didn't land in the place that he wanted it to land. Ocean Israfor burnt in midair, and it never got to its destination. Potter, all these cases are potter, because the hanacha either wasn't done b'shoigig, or it wasn't done in the place that he wanted it to, or it was Shnaim Shasua, like we said. Zorak lasses chabura, if a person, though, throws in order to make a chabura. So according to Taisa, some learn that this is talking about a guy has like a contraption, almost like a yo-yo, where he can pull it back. So he throws it to make a chabura. Bein ba'adam uvein ba'behema, whether it's to make a chabura on an adam or a behema, and which is a malacha making a chabura. And the reason we have to talk about this contraption, like a yo-yo, is because if he's throwing a rock, let's say, to make a chabura, there he'd be chayiv regardless, because there's only one mice of making a chabura, that's when you throw it. Even if he remembers in midair, it's not like carrying, which needs an akira and a hanacha, and we said the chiddush is that even the hanacha is passive, where I'm not involved, that's still considered part of the malacha. When it comes to a chabura, there's only one action, that's throwing it. Once you do that b'shogi, it doesn't matter if you change your mind in midair, it's already done. However, when you have this type of contraption, you can pull it away. So the guy lets it go, and then while it's in midair, he's like, oh, it's Shabbos today. So he could actually pull it back. By the fact that he doesn't pull it back, and he lets it hit the animal or the person, that's considered mazid. So the end of the melacha was considered mazid. V'nisker atchaloi nasa chabur, and then he remembers in the middle, before the chabur is done, potter. So he's potter because the end was mazid, and the beginning was shoygig. And to be chayv a carbon, you need the whole thing was b'shoygeg. As the Mishnah says, Zeh klal kol chayv echatos einen chayoven atche titchiloson v'soifen shkogo. All chayv echatos are only chayv until both the beginning and the end are shoygeg. Titchiloson shkogo v'soifen zodon. If the beginning was shoygeg, but the end was zodon, titchiloson zodon v'soifen shkogo. Or the opposite, beginning was zodon, it was bemezid, but the end was shoygeg. Peturin atche titchiloson v'soifen shkogo. It's potter until both the beginning and the end were b'shoygeg. The Tiferes Sol explains, there's one case that the Rav does bring up also, based on the Gemara, is that if the beginning was Shoigeg, let's say a guy threw something from a Shus HaYachid and it was going to land on a Shus HaRabim, and in the air, he realized it's Shabbos. But then again, while it's in the air, he must have had a good arm, he forgot that it's Shabbos again. So the beginning of the Melacha, when he did the Akir, was Shoigeg, there was a little bit of time of Mezid, and then the end was Shoigeg. So there he would be Chayiv. Why? Because even though in the middle there was a small time it was Mezid, still, we say, Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, that knowledge doesn't affect and uproot the two Shoigegs from the beginning and the end. And the Tiferes Shal explains, and that could be why the Mishnah repeats itself to teach us that Chiddush, that if you have the beginning and the end, the Shoigeg, even though in the middle he knew, he'd still be Chayiv.